Who's
Sean?
There?
Yeah, back.
There we go. I don't know what's going on.
Right, we're having a few technical issues here, guys. I'm just trying to find out how to keep my phone unlocked. Here we go, auto lock. It won't let me.
But the screen, is a screen coming up?
What screen?
I don't think it should cut off if it does that. Because there's a thing here, finish recording. You're not pressing that, are you?
No, I've got my phone. I haven't been touching that at all.
No.
That's strange.
That's weird.
Yeah.
All right, let's give it one more shot, shall we?
Yeah, let's crack on, mate. And then if it goes off again, we'll just have to have a look through the app, see what might be going wrong.
Yeah.
Can't see it just cut off after 3 minutes, because that's not really long enough, is it?
Well, last time it was forever.
Five minutes.
Yeah, longer, yeah. I think. Like 20. Yeah.
Right, off you go, Sean.
Yeah, I've been sick all week, so my voice sounds a little crap. We're going to do a little introduction. Last time we kind of just talked and tried it out. I guess we're doing that again, really, because the app keeps cutting off for some reason, so we'll see how long we can go. So we're going to do this podcast together. I'm not quite sure what topics and things. We're just going to go as we go along, I think. Try and think of some interesting stuff for people to listen to. But my name's Sean. Sean Goodwin. I live in St. Petersburg, Florida, in America. I'm originally from Cleethorpes, born in Cleethorpes, England. That's where I met Evie, the guy on the other side. Yeah, live here in Florida for 2 years now, maybe a little bit longer actually.
Oh no. Quite. I thought it'd be a bit longer than that. Oh no, you went to North Carolina for a bit, didn't you?
Yeah, I lived in North Carolina for two.
Yeah.
Two and a bit. Yeah, that's right. My wife's Abby is from Florida. Met her traveling the States, and we ended up together and getting married, and that's a whole other longer story. But now we're in St. Petersburg. Got two dogs which are fighting right next to me, so you can probably hear them. Well, they're not they're playing. Get out! I should probably move. That's being picked up. One of the dogs is actually from Taiwan, and that's another story we could get into.
Yes.
Let me move. Get out!
Oh, brilliant.
Where was I? Oh, now they want to go outside. Get out!
Yeah.
All right, just letting the dogs out. Go on. Now we're trying to do a podcast. And we're thinking of other stuff to do. So I call Evie, who's across the pond, and he'll tell you about himself now.
Oh, yes. Go. I'm 4,000 miles away. Hi there. My name's Daniel Evardson. I am originally from Barking in Essex. Can't remember nothing of it. Moved up here when I was very young. As Cleethorpes, the same as Sean.
Cleethorpes. Now, Cleethorpes is... it's classed as Lincolnshire, isn't it? Northeast.
Yeah, it's classed as northeast Lincolnshire, which is northeast of Lincolnshire, not northeast of England. So it's where people get mixed up. You see,
that's true. Yeah.
So you're about halfway up in England, right on the east coast, just at the tip of the Humber, straight on his Spain Point to the right, the river gets smaller. It's when the Humber Bridge comes into it. That's bit of a landmark, that, really, for us.
Beautiful description there, Ev.
Thank you very much, Sean.
The sea is nice and blue and clear, isn't it?
Yeah. Brown and... I used to call it dirty, but I don't think it is dirty. I think it's just...
This
type of sand, it isn't it? It's very,
yeah, it's just a brown, muddy, sandy river meeting the sea.
Yeah, it's an estuary, isn't it?
So. Yeah,
You won't get me swimming in it though, mate. I might have my feet in there in the summer, but that'll be about it.
Yeah, you come out with six toes, don't you?
That's when you go in Chapman's Pond. The bottomless pond. I've heard so much rubbish in my life.
If you think of like Manchester and Liverpool, we might be familiar with those bigger cities. It's kind of straight across from that, isn't it? Liverpool's on the west coast and it's straight across on the east. And where's Barking?
Yeah, that's about 4 hours south.
It's full of dogs.
Full of dogs. Just barking mad dogs.
Yeah.
straight down the 46, get on the A1, and you're there almost.
Is it close to London, isn't it?
Yeah, probably about 45 minutes on a tube, an hour on a tube. 45, I reckon.
There's a nice description. And you've been to where I live a few times, haven't you? St. Pete.
Yeah, been to St. Pete now 5 times.
5 times, bloody hell. 2 years.
3 and a bit years. But then I remember I went up to see you in North Carolina as well.
Oh, yeah. True that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you was here recently and hung out for a week. Got like pinkish from the sun.
I've still got that mark on my arm, you know when my freckles, it's like a line of freckles. I'll take a picture when we finish and I'll send you it. It's funny. It's any bit of sun. The only bit of sun I'll be getting this year, well, obviously we're going to get the summer here, but
yeah.
I don't think I'll be going abroad again this year.
No.
As I'm in the midst of trying to save up for a deposit for a house.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't think I've told anybody that yet.
Oh, that's out there now, isn't it?
Yeah. So,
be seeing people in the street. Aren't you saving up for an house, mate?
Yes, mate. Any donations will come in handy. Thank you.
Yes, definitely. So we're gonna we met through bands, didn't we? We were at the same school.
Yeah, you was a year below me, weren't you? I finished in 2000. You must have finished in 2001.
That's correct.
Yes.
My first day, I left school. I didn't go to, it's called sixth form.
You went to sixth form, did you?
No, I didn't. You can carry on and do that. I'm just kind of explaining that. That's kind of like American high school-y. You have the option to leave school in England when you're 16, which I did.
Yeah.
Got an apprenticeship. My first official day at work was September 11th, 2001.
Wow.
We all know is a big, yeah, I remember being in people, I was apprentice electrician. I can remember working in people's houses and this thing being on the news. I thought it was a movie, and as you know, it's just mad, wasn't it? Crazy. Yeah.
So you always remember where you are and them kind of things. I know exactly what I was at work, and I think it was just after lunchtime, obviously because of the time difference. I think that the planes at the tower was 9:30 a.m. roughly around about that time, so it was just after lunch here.
Yeah,
and to be honest, I'd never heard of the World Trade Centers before.
No, me neither. No,
and I immediately thought that a plane had flown into the Empire State Building, because that was the only building I really knew.
Yeah, like in New York.
So I thought that. I thought, bloody hell. But then another one, and you're thinking, good bloody Lord.
Crazy.
And now you get all the conspiracy theories about it.
Yeah, who knows, you know?
Who knows? We'll never know. Do we need to know now? I don't
know. I heard something. This is kind of going off on a tangent now.
Go on.
There's a guy the other day that came into my work, and he was saying that... Hold on, I'm just going to let the dogs in. Very unprofessional here.
Life goes on overhead. Life goes on.
Dog's feet are probably covered in mud. I can't wipe them. I've got the phone in my hand, and in they go. No, not on the bed.
Have you put the shelf back up yet?
No. So this guy was telling me, like, I don't know, this is probably all wrong, and people listening to this, you can do voice messages, I think, to it, so correct me if I'm wrong. He said, I'm going to say a couple of weeks, but it probably won't. Cool. Before terrorists came in to the basement of the, one of the World Trade Centers, or both. I don't know. I wasn't listening that great. They came in with trucks and stuff, and they tried to blow up the basement. So they blew up these trucks and vans and stuff, and it did damage. It like killed some people down below. I think they were trying possibly to make the building go down that way. Anyway, no one really heard about that. And I think they'd greatly try to cover it up afterwards. This is all going off by what this guy said. I don't even know the guy. This is just the guy telling this thing that I'm repeating. Mm. So it could be all wrong. Anyway, they blew up some trucks down below in the garage and it killed some people. And apparently, on the news, this guy, they were like looking into it. And this guy said, you would never be able to take the building down that way. If you wanted to take the building down, you'd have to fly a plane into it. And something big, big plane, like, I don't know, was it 747? So he actually said that on the news. And then look what happened.
Yeah.
So anybody with any information on that wants to choke in, please.
Oh, well, I was alleged to believe that did you say that the attack on the basement was 2 weeks before the 9/11 thing?
I'm kind of guessing at that, though.
No, I thought that was in the 90s, that.
Oh, was bombing. It? It could have been.
Yeah. I think that was in the 90s.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could be right.
Maybe I need to look on the internet. Let's have a look. I do apologise about this.
Very unprepared here. What's the name of your... mine's Stay Free, innit? What's yours? Just Daniel.
Oh.
Daniel!
1993. 1993,
was it?
Yeah, so they took 2001, an extra 7-8 years later.
Yeah, you see, we're looking up facts live for you.
Yeah, live.
So there's a little bit there, isn't there? Yeah, interesting. Different things going on. Where was you at work then?
I was working at an upholstery place down King Edward Street.
Really? How about this one?
Sorry, mate.
I didn't know about that one.
Yeah, I worked there for a few years. It was all right. Got me into the working environment.
Life. Yeah.
Yeah, the working life, earning money. Because that's how I was, like, exactly the same as you. I left school and I wanted to earn some money. I didn't want to carry on with education.
Yeah.
I really didn't. I don't know if I should have done at the time.
I know. Looking back, I think I would have liked to, but I didn't know what I was doing. I had no...
But yeah,
I was ready to get rid of school.
Yeah, I was... Yeah, yeah.
Looking back, I would have liked to, but you can always say that, can't you? I didn't know what I wanted to do. I think my mum and dad kind of guided me into an apprenticeship, which was good.
Well, that was a thing back in like your dad's day, wasn't it? You left school and you got on a YTS and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then I swiftly moved away from that. It wasn't great, but let's say it got me in the good stead to know what's going on in life.
Yeah. Gets you in there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Here's another little topic. What's the worst job you've had?
Well, to be honest, mate, prior to going to the upholstery place, I did a went into a factory, and I lasted about 3 hours because I walked out. I got in there, right? I put all my wellies on, my hat on, covered my hair up, and didn't need a snood them days, mate. Well, I still don't need a bloody snood now. It's to cover up your beard and your mustache.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah, snood, I believe. I think it's a snood. And this bloke gave me this spanner. It was massive. I was thinking, what was he doing with this? And he pulled out this big block of cheese. It was frozen, big block of frosted grated cheese. What do they call? Oh, she call it shredded cheese in America, don't they?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was all frozen. And I stood there. He went to me. You need to whack that. You need to whack that with this spanner, which splits up. I was like, oh, okay.
So that was your job. You had to just whack some frozen cheese with a wrench, as they call it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But basically, mate. Yeah.
I thought they would have something better than that.
Yeah, and then after that,
what kind of factory was this?
Oh, that was one on Ladysmith Road.
It's a kind of backstreet factory. What else did they do? Was it just frozen meals and that?
Yeah, and then you, I just like when I've done the fill up like a tub. And then you had to sprinkle the cheese on the pizzas.
Oh wow!
Yeah, smashed
it with a spanner.
3 hours, mate. And I'm not kidding you. I got paid for them 3 hours.
You got paid for it?
I got paid for them. Yeah, I can remember getting the payslip through the door.
Crazy. So what did you say? I'm not having this. I'm out.
No, I just stopped and just got my shoes on and went home. They can't stop you, can they?
No. Jeez, I didn't know about that one either. One of the shortest period of time I've worked. I was in through traveling that, you know, but I went to Australia and was doing this thing called woofing, like volunteering on a farm. And this woman, we said, oh, we want to kind of save some money up. So this woman who we were staying with, she got us a job.
Yeah.
It was working at got me a job. It was working at like this wood mill. So to get there, I had no transport or anything. I had to get this old guy to pick me up. He used to get there like nearly an hour before for some reason. Yeah, so he used to pick me up at like 6 a.m. We didn't start work till like 7. Get there, sit. And basically what it was the alarm would go, you would go down, kind of like a factory, but you go down and these wood would come down on this stack along this conveyor belt. You'd have to like flip it over, check for any defects, check the size in, and you have to pick it up and go stack it. And that's basically what we did all day. Pick up the wood, stack it, pick it up, check it out, cut it, stack it. And you used to line up with this wood going down blah, 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 all day long. It took me like 3 days to realize that you could put your headphones in, which made it a hell of a lot better because it was loud. You couldn't hear any. You couldn't communicate. People were. And one of my pet peeves is when it's loud, someone's talking to you, and I can't hear them. I don't shout back. I can't deal with it.
Yeah,
I just put my headphones in, so I was listening to music doing this. It was horrible. It wasn't a good time at all. But I did that for a week. But it was crazy. It was good money.
Oh, was it?
For that week, I think I got $800.
Bloody hell. Sounds a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah. That's the thing with Australia. The wages are high, but everything costs a lot too.
Yeah. Can you remember what things cost then while you was over there? Like, I don't know, let's say, for instance, a loaf of bread.
Oh, God. Don't, to be honest. I know, like, a pint was, like, $8.
And what would you reckon that would equal into American dollars then? Or English? Pounds.
Don't know. Back then, I mean, it's probably different now. Let's do $8. Australian. £2.
£2?
£4.49.
What for $8?
$8, yeah. And now let's try. American dollars is $6.27. That's an expensive pint, isn't it?
Yeah.
So although you're getting paid a lot, we found if you went out and ate and had some beers and stuff, you're paying a lot of money.
Yeah, well, that bar we was in downtown the other week, on that Friday, them 2 pints and then plate of fries comes to $22.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, Jesus. With the jackpot, where's all the celebrities? Oh, yeah.
One toilet, too.
Yeah. It was all right. I was going home the next day. That was a grueler getting home.
Oh, yeah.
I had obviously 2 hours. Well, it probably took us about 2 hours to get to Orlando. Then I had nearly a 4 hour wait at the airport. Then it got delayed for another half hour. So that's 4.5 hours. And then obviously the 8 hour flight home. And then getting your bags. And then I had to get an hour and a half train back up to Twickenham.
Oh, wow.
So I was tired.
Yeah, I bet.
It's weird how you just sit there, do nothing, and it wipes you out, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a weird thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I couldn't be like a air hostess.
No.
I think you just wouldn't know where you were all the time. Time zone, body.
You would you?
No. I mean, you might get used to it, but I don't know. People do.
Yeah, I don't think they fly as much as you probably think they do.
Yeah, they have like 5 days on four. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I don't know how it works. One of Millie's friends was an air hostess for Virgin.
Oh yeah, once she on your flight one time.
Yeah, she was on a flight when we flew to JFK, and we met her and her other colleague out on the evening for a couple of beverages, which was a good laugh. Yeah,
yeah, good.
Yeah,
good, mate.
Mm.
Well, we covered a bit of ground today. We went from introducing to 9/11 to work.
Yeah. Could you possibly leave out the porno music in the background next this time?
Well, it's going to be up to you this time, mate.
Oh, is it on me, is it?
Yeah, you have to check it out afterwards. You can add some music.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a look after. Have a little dabble, and then you can do publish or whatever.
Okay, I'll do that then. Right.
Send me the link so I can listen to it.
Okay, then, pal.
I think we should take a bit of a break in maybe a couple of weeks and try and get a story or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I've got what am I doing next Saturday? Oh, I think I'm in Horncastle next Saturday, possibly free Sunday. Though.
Yeah.
No, I'm in Horncastle Friday. Yeah, so I'm about next weekend anyway. So.
Well, if we find something in the week, I think we should pick a topic next week and go in on it.
Yes, topic. Yes. Are you sorry, okay, mate. I'll FaceTime you after we put it down.
And, yeah.
1 second. So we'll end the recording there, and I'll have a little play with it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey. That's it. Is from Daniel and Stay Free.
And if you have any questions, you can message in, do voice messages or whatever. Any questions about Evie or me?
Any tips you think how we can make this better?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Any subjects you think would work for us?
Or if anybody wants to get in on the conversation, feel free.
Yep.
No problem. Right, from me, Daniel, and Stay Free.
Yep. I'll
another bright day is upon us.
You are?
Another bright day is upon us.
It is. It's very bright here in the Berg.
Yes. All the best.
I'm going to go food shopping.
Oh, brilliant.
All right, mate.
See you soon.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.